Anyway, we're in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, so you can get that ready. And I've got three stories. So the first story is from Grey's Anatomy. So I've recently gotten into watching that show, and I don't know if anyone has watched Grey's Anatomy, but it's a show about doctors, really. Anyway, so I've recently gotten into it. I'm a bit behind the eight ball because I think it's up to like season 15 or something ridiculous now. But I've just finished watching season 3. And one of the episodes, it was actually like a three-part, so it was like pretty intense. Recommend it. But there was an explosion on this ferry coming to Seattle. And all the doctors are called out because all these people are injured, stuck in rubble, and obviously needing medical attention. And this one particular doctor, Alex, he had just finished seeing someone, and he looks down over like the pier, and he sees like some limbs in this rubble, kind of like floating. So he just jumps down there, and he's attending to this person. And this SES person, I know it's not called SES in America, but that's how I describe it, was like, no, you can't go down there. It's not being cleared off. It's not safe yet. You need to come back until we've worked out that it's safe. And he's like, no, it will be too late. I need to help this person. And he gets down there, and he thinks that this person's dead. But then he hears a groan, and he realizes that this person's alive. So he's like, oh, great. There's this massive like concrete bollard on top of this lady. So he, on this unstable floating thing, he just like picks it up, not that effortlessly, like, but he picks it up and he moves it off her, and then turns out that this lady's pregnant. Anyway, so he ends up helping this lady, gets her to hospital, and he saves her and her baby's life. And the second story is from Joshua 1:1-9. So you can read along with me if you've got your Bibles, otherwise just listen really well. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to according to the law. All the law, which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Hello again. Ooh. So that's the second story. The third story is about a real person, not fictional like Grey's Anatomy, but this person is going to remain nameless. But this particular person has battled with deep insecurities most of their life, and this particular person didn't see any value in themselves. But as this person continued to follow God and was reading the truth about what God said about them, that they were fearfully and wonderfully made, that they were his masterpiece, that he made them for a purpose, that he loved them, this person still didn't think it made sense, but decided that they trusted and believed what God said, and that they believed it was true, so they were going to start living into what God said was true about them, even though the people around them didn't affirm that. But they were going to live how they believed God saw them. And so, still struggling with stuff from others, they were determined to live out the truth of who God said in their life. And so, as I was exploring what I thought strong, be strong and courageous was, I looked at the three stories, and I thought it's so obvious that this dude, this fictional character from Grey's Anatomy, is strong. He lifted that bollard, and he's courageous, like he jumped down onto a floaty thing. Yep, ticks the box, he's strong and courageous. And I thought, but I think also this person, our insecure friend, is also strong and courageous, because they had the strength, even when everyone around them said that it wasn't true, they had the strength to believe what God said and to live that out, and they had the courage to keep going. And so, as I do always, I hit Google up for definitions of words, because, you know, sometimes I say words, I don't know what they mean, so I need to, you know, expand my repertoire. And I looked up strong. What does strong, what's the definition of strong? And there's actually 16 different definitions, and I'm not going to read all of them, but just some. So, having physical power, so like a weightlifter, that makes sense. Having moral or intellectual power. Having great resources. Not mild or weak. Being zealous, so like a strong supporter. Not easily injured or disturbed. And well established. I thought, that's kind of interesting. All right, what does courageous mean? And so courageous, the definition was pretty simple. Having courage or characterized by courage. And I thought, well, that's not really helpful for me. So what's courage mean? And courage means to have mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. I'm like, ooh, okay. So combine all those strong things with what courageous is, that's like, that's a force to be reckoned with. And so where we are in the passage, Joshua is now in charge. Moses has died. So there's big changes for Joshua. He's having to step into some pretty big shoes. But God is reminding Joshua of his promise and of the truth that he's never going to leave him or forsake him. And he's reminding him of the promise of the Israelites, that they'll have the promised land. And God is asking, or telling, depending how you want to look at it, Joshua to be strong and courageous because he has a plan for him. So my question for you guys is, what is God asking or telling you to be strong and courageous in? And as I say this, you might already know there might be something that God's been working with you and you go, yeah, I know what it is. I know where I need to be strong and courageous. Maybe it's trusting God with what uni course or the uni course you're already in. Maybe it's about a job. Maybe stepping out of your comfort zone and being more transparent with your faith, actually telling people about Jesus, because that can kind of be scary. Maybe it's living each day for God in the moment, not worrying day by day, he's got it. Or maybe it's surrendering your anxiety, anxious heart to God. Could be anything. And we've seen from two different stories that strong and courageous is different for different people, but it doesn't mean that you're any less strong or any less courageous. But if you don't know, ask God. And I think there's such power in this. And Emily and I, for those who don't know, Emily's my sister, we went on Red Frogs, and it was like a missions trip. And one of the other young people doing this with us shared about spending intentional prayer time with God. And they said, you need to start your prayer time with silence, listening to God. And I think so often we go, oh yeah, we'll ask God, but we don't actually give him time to talk back to us. We don't actually sit there, listen. We just ask and ask and ask and ask and just ramble on. But we need to sit and we need to give God a chance to reply to us. So sit and listen. Don't ramble on. Be patient. It might not be the same day. It might be a whole long process as you seek and listen. But be intentional and ask. And let him speak to you. Let him show you. Help him guide you and discern what it is he's asking you to be strong and courageous in. So what is God asking you to be strong and courageous in? But he doesn't just ask, he doesn't just tell us to do that. He actually gives us guidance as well. So God knows exactly what it is he's calling us to, and he knows that what he's calling us to is going to require us to be strong and courageous in whatever capacity that means. He knows that it's not always going to be smooth sailing,
and he knows that we'll need help because we're not perfect. In verses 7 to 8 of what I've just read out, but I'll read it again. It says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, i.e. the Bible, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." God's given us a way. He's setting up us for success if we'll listen. And so some of the, and just like he's given Joshua the law, so the first five books, he's actually given us the whole Bible. We're actually very fortunate at our time in history to have all of it. And so some of the definitions of strong that I read out before, I'll remind you, was to have great resources and be well established. So we need to be well established in the Bible, and we are strong when we have the Bible as a resource. We are strong when we can pull out a nugget of truth in a moment of doubt. And I'm not sure if anyone remembers Colin Buchanan, but as a kid, we would listen to Colin Buchanan. He's a Christian kids singer, and he would put verses to tunes. And we would have him on in the car going to school. We would have him on in the home. We had Colin Buchanan on all the time. We even had an old video. So whether it be trust in the Lord with all your heart or the bar-bar, do-bar-bar, you know, the sheep, we're all like sheep have been led astray. Isaiah 53:6, if you need that one. They're in my head. So in a moment, they can just come to me because I've soaked and I've just like been drowned pretty much in Colin Buchanan music. And the same is for all the songs we sing on Sunday morning. It could just be me, but there'll be a moment and words will just come like lyrics. I don't know what the song is, but that truth, the truth that we sing out will come to me and they give me fuel to fight the doubt or the circumstance. And I think the same is for the Bible. If we read the Bible, if we don't turn from it right or to the left, if we soak in it, it's going to come back to us when we need it. It's going to be there to give us the fuel we need, the guidance we need to be strong and courageous in what God is calling us in. So he gives us guidance, but he also comes with us. And God tells Joshua, "I will be with you just as I was with Moses." So he's giving him proof. "And I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And then he also says, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Whatever it is God is asking us to be strong and courageous in, he's with us every single step of the way. In Matthew 28:20, it says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And he says that to the disciples as he's telling them to go out and preach the good news. He's given them a hard task, and then he's reminding him that I'm going to be with you. And in Romans 8:38-39, it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He's not going anywhere. And he's also given us the Holy Spirit. Like, he's given us everything we need, all the people, anything possible to come with us. And John 14:16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate," so the Holy Spirit, "to help you and be with you forever." And forever is a long time. So, God is asking us, he's instructing us to be strong and courageous. What is he asking or instructing you to be strong and courageous in this season, in this new year, in this chapter of your life? But don't forget that he's going to give us guidance. We don't have to figure it all out. We don't even have to even begin to understand what we're going to need for this season, because as we listen to him, as we read his word, he's going to help us and give us guidance through it. And he's with us. We are not ever, ever, ever standing alone. The Lord our God is with us. He's with you wherever you go.